E. Charlie Chaplin. The 1920s were the heyday of the silent film. Small cheap cinemas called Nickelodeons showed films non-stop. As films got better and longer, elegant cinemas started to replace the Nickelodeons. Hollywood produced the first major international movie stars in the world. The greatest of them all was Charlie Chaplin, who was actually a Londoner. In his second Hollywood film, Chaplin improvised a character called the Tramp. He had a bamboo cane, enormous shoes, baggy trousers, and a bowler hat. Chaplin played this popular character in more than 70 films. The audiences loved Chaplin's silly way of walking, his funny gestures and facial expressions. His salary went from $150 a week in 1914 to $10,000 a week in 1916. He became Hollywood's first superstar, and his life was just like the American dream. Some of his best films are The Kid, The Gold Rush, Modern Times, and The Great Dictator. Chaplin did not believe films with sound had a future. He once said, "I give the talkies maximum 2 years." In the end, he had to start using sound in his films, but they were never as popular as his silent films. Chaplin had been born into poverty in London. He never forgot this. He had a lot of sympathy for the poor and oppressed. The US authorities thought he was a communist. That was a terrible thing in America in the 1950s. In 1952, Chaplin was no longer wanted in America. He emigrated to Switzerland and stayed there for the rest of his life. In 1972, he was invited back to the USA. This time, he received an honorary Oscar for his work. The Beauty and the Beast. Adolf Hitler was born only 4 days after Chaplin. They were both small, dark men with a moustache. They'd both experienced extreme poverty as children. Hitler destroyed the lives of millions, whereas Chaplin spent his life making people happy. In the film The Great Dictator, Chaplin parodies Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany. Hitler immediately banned the film. It was a great success elsewhere, however.